But lay your fears on this altar. This is an assignment that the Lord gave me this morning. Children's church to be dismissed at this time. Youth, I think, are meeting this morning, and also nursery. And you're here today and you're a visitor. We welcome you to the Fort Payne Family Worship Center. Could it be that we're anointed and don't even know it? That's the thought that I want to bring to your attention this morning. Anointed and don't know it. I would begin by saying that if you grew up in a Pentecostal, charismatic environment, you probably associate the anointing with some particular experience that you have experienced in, maybe in church or somewhere else. House with the preacher delivering a powerful message. And have you ever heard somebody say, "Man, he was anointed this morning"? But I would say to you this morning that regardless how you grew up, regardless of what you experienced concerning the anointing of God, I come this morning to give you some good news. And that good news is this: if you have turned from your sins, you've repented, you put your trust, your hope in Christ alone, can I tell you that you have the anointing of God in your life? Whether you know it or not. See, some people have the anointing, but they don't know it. Can I say that again? Some people have the anointing, but they don't know it. Have you ever considered yourself to be anointed? You come to church, the preacher does a couple of the airplanes. The choir sings real good. And we leave and say, "Wow, we were in an anointed service." But I want to tell you, the anointing is in you. You may not think so. Could it be that we have the mentality that the anointing was only for the prophets or the apostles of old? Or maybe the New Testament apostles? We have the mentality that, you know, God anointed them to do certain things, But we fail to take notice that there's things that we have accomplished in our lives that we would have never accomplished had it not been for God's anointing. No matter what you have thought about the anointing of God, I believe, and I want to be bold in what I'm saying. If you are a Christian, then God has equipped you. He has anointed you to do the work of God. I wonder this morning, do we have any Christians in the house? Amen. As Christians, we have that anointing. Amen. Now, one of the meanings of anointing, this is just one of them, is chosen one. Did you know that you have been chosen? If you go to Luke 4, 18 through 19, you find where Jesus. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." Why? Because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Can I tell you that this anointing that I'm talking about this morning is not just for preaching? He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. One thing I want you to take note, it is the Spirit on you that anoints. It is the Spirit that's in you. Am I making any sense this morning? I feel like that, you know, the enemy is fighting what I'm trying to say this morning, because the devil doesn't want you to know that you are anointed. It is the anointing that breaks every yoke of bondage. And you will stay in bondage until you realize that you have that anointing upon your life. I don't know about you. I'm not in bondage. I've been set free. I know what I have within. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. I have that anointing. I have that Spirit within me. I walk in that anointing. Now somebody said, "I just don't feel anointed." Ain't got nothing to do with it. Jesus didn't feel like going to the cross for you, but He did it. Amen? It has nothing to do with how you feel. That anointing is within you. That Spirit is within you. Have you ever been in a situation where after it was over, you look back and you said, "That had to be God"? Can I get a witness from somebody this morning? You've been in that situation where when you look back, you knew that it had to be God, because if God hadn't been with you, you would have been in trouble. But I'm here to tell you, we need to have that mentality this morning that wherever I go, if I go to Walmart, I'm walking in that anointing. Amen? So that anointing is within you. So we find the mean, one of the word, the meaning of anointing is chosen one. Did you really realize this morning that you didn't choose Him? He chose you. We are a chosen
generation. Why are we a why are we chosen? He has chosen you and I. He has placed His Spirit within us. He has anointed us. He has equipped us to do the work of God. Jesus ascended back to the Father. Are you with me? What did He do? Some of the mentality of the people, well, He's gone now. Some of them went back to fishing. Went back doing the things that they were doing. But He ascended back to the Father. And when He ascended to the Father, He said, I'm going to pray to the Father that He will send another Comforter. Listen to me. Another Comforter. Now, we've got the mentality that you've got to be singing a song 100 miles an hour in order for the anointing to show up. That ain't what He said. He said, I will send you another Comforter that He may give you a little dab here and there. No, that He may abide in you. Somebody needs to get this morning. You have something abiding in you that the devil's scared of. You're too busy running from the devil because you've never thought about what you have on the inside. I don't know about you. I want to live the kind of life that when I get up in the morning, the devil says, oh no, he's awake again. Why? Because I have Him abiding within me. You have been chosen. You're a chosen generation. So my question today, who then has this yoke-breaking, bondage-breaking anointing? The answer is not your preacher, your pastor. It's not your Sunday school teacher. Oh, yes, they're amongst them. But I'm here to tell you, it's you. Oh, if I can just get the church. You don't have to get the church. Thank God for you, those that come to church. But listen, you don't have to be in church for that anointing. You don't have to be in church. Somebody said, I'm going to bring my neighbor to church. He wants to get saved. You get him saved. You have that anointing on your life. Now, here's the problem. Look at your neighbor and say, you got to listen to this. Here's the problem. We come to church and expect to be anointed. Wow. Praise team, sing it down on me today. I feel the anointing. Listen to me. It don't take much anointing to come to church. You don't believe that? Look at you. Well, I didn't say that. Matter of fact, you don't have to be anointed to come to church. You don't even have to be anointed to be in the choir. You don't have to be anointed. It don't take much anointing to come to church. But I want to tell you, if you want to go about and do the work that God has called you to do, you've got to realize you've got something on the inside, amen, that the devil's scared of. At Walmart, I'm walking in the anointing. At Food World, I'm walking in the anointing. You better be. You'll get run over. Amen. Look to your neighbor and say, you are anointed. Now, I feel an urgency with this because I feel that there's some that's just sitting there chewing the gum and not listening. You don't realize what you have on the inside of you. And if I can't get this over to you, you're going to continue to live a defeated life. But you get this in your heart. You have the anointed of God. God has chosen you, called you. Now we
Oh, Lord, reel me back. Don't let me go there. We have our mentality of what the anointing is. Sometimes I don't have a good answer, but sometimes I know what it's not. Amen, but there'll be those that will leave today and say, Pastor was anointed. He came off that stage and walked down in the middle. Amen. He was anointed. Pastor was anointed today. He got away from his notes. Amen. He was anointed. Amen. Boy, he was anointed. He done one of them airplanes. Amen. We have the mentality of what the anointed is. I want to tell you what the anointing is. The anointing is to stand square on your feet and tell the devil not today. Amen. The anointing is what casts out demons. The anointing is what breaks every yoke of bondage. The anointing is what brings deliverance to those that are in captive or held captive. I'm here to tell you, you have the anointing of God. Go forth and do the work that God has called you to do. And watch God work. You are anointed. Once again, I fear that somebody's going to leave this building today and not get it. Your family needs you to realize you have that anointing. Daddies, you have that anointing to talk blessings over your family. You have that anointing to tell the devil, no, you're not coming into my house. You have that anointing to tell the devil, no, you can't have my children. You have that anointing to tell the devil, my child's coming off drugs. He's going to be set free. You have the anointing, amen, to tell that alcoholic, you can be set free today. Woo, hallelujah. But here's the problem. I'm anointed. I'm getting away from my notes. Here's the problem. We come to church. Everything is within those four walls. God, anoint me. God, anoint me. Can I tell you, we need the anointing. We have the anointing. Amen. I didn't come to see did Jesus show up. I came with Jesus. I knew Jesus would show up. But this anointing I'm talking about is not something that gets you up on Sunday morning, get you to the house of God. This anointing I'm talking about is not something that you just need in church. It's something that you need out there in the world. But here's the problem. We don't even think about the anointing we come to church. Oh, Lord, don't let Matt shout and me stand there and look like an idiot. You don't need much anointing to come to church. I can sit there without 1 ounce of anointing on me and just listen to that praise team and just cry and say, "Woo, hallelujah, they sung it down today." But I got to have the anointing to do the work that God has called me to do. This brings up something else. You say, I'm not called. Oh, yes, you are. You may not be called to preach. You may be not called to sing or some part of leadership. But if you're a born-again child of God, you have a call upon your life. And you must have the anointing of God to do the work He's called you to do. Well, my pastor was preaching this good, I'd shout him down. I'd give him a raise. I'd do something. I'm giving you something today that will set you free, that will liberate you. I'm giving you something today that will help your kids, your grandkids, the generation to come. You don't have to pray for the anointing. If you prayed old-time salvation, the Spirit of God is abiding in you, and you have the anointing to do what God has called you to do. Well, glory. Now, the reason so many don't feel that they have the anointing is that they don't never exercise their faith. Look at your neighbor and say, boy, he's nailing it now. You see, you can have the anointing, and you do. You have the anointing. You're a child of God. You have the anointing. But if you never exercise your faith, it's just going to be there dormant. Never been used. How long has it been since you had that spirit of boldness to come over you that you spoke the Word of God over a situation and you said, it's going to happen in Jesus' name? Amen. That's that anointed within. Amen. But you've got to exercise your faith. Quit. Oh, Lord, Matt, get ready to hear some notes if you can follow them. I can't. Get ready. I may have to run out the door here in a minute. You have that anointing to cast out devils. Oh, I don't believe that. Look around you. What you're dealing with every day is demonic. You have that anointing to pray for the sick. You have that anointing to speak miracles. Amen? Now, are we going to exercise our faith, or are we going to just let that anointing be in us but yet not do nothing with it? So we have that anointing within us. After the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus, we find that Jesus left the earth. And what did He do? He gave us the Holy Spirit. He said, it's expedient for you that I go away. If I go down the way, the comforter will not come. How many know that when He got to the Father, He sent the Holy Spirit back? And somebody said, oh, He's going to preach Pentecostal. No, I'm preaching what the Bible says. You have the Holy Spirit within you because Jesus made it back to the Father and He sent the Holy Spirit back. And what is that Holy Spirit? It's abiding in you. It's that anointing that's in you. Now, the Apostle Paul wrote, now He which established us with you in Christ and has anointed us in God, who has sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Now, did you get that? He anoints us. He has set that seal of ownership on us. He has put His Spirit within our hearts. Amen. Then know what John wrote. 1 John 2:27. But the anointing which you have received of Him abides in you. Can I get an amen that it abides in you? When we realize that we are equipped to do the work of God, and God doesn't have to do one more thing in our lives. He's already equipped us to do the work that He has called us to do. Can I get an amen? Always feel anointed? No. This morning at 6 o'clock when I crawled out of the bed, I didn't feel anointed. Matter of fact, I really didn't even like y'all then. Amen. Good thing you didn't call. I didn't even like you then. You won't always feel anointing, but it doesn't matter. You have that anointing. Amen. I believe the anointing is present in every believer's life. I believe it. It's there. You're a believer. Your sins are under the blood. You have that anointing on your life. Now, we all don't have the same calling, same office. God anoints in different offices, but yet you have an anointing by abiding in you. And in closing, how do you have God's anointing? I believe it's all about position. What do you mean of position? You're ready for battle at any moment. I mean, you're ready You're ready to fight. You're ready to do whatever God says do. You're ready. You're ready for service. You're ready for God to just show up, do whatever He wants to do. God, I'm ready. How long has it been since you said, God, I'm ready. Just do what you want to do. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. So it's about position. It's also not an emotional state. We don't close our eyes. Some people think you've got to close your eyes to be anointed. It's not about raising your hands. Yes, they raised their hands, and I raise my hands. I praise the Lord. Sometimes I close my eyes. It's not about praying in tongues and all of this. I could just go on and on that we think about this, but no, you already have that anointing within you. Now, in closing, when you realize that you are anointed and you mix it with the Word of God, something's going to take place. Because when you realize you're anointed and you read the Word of God, that Word's going to come out of you. Amen? You're going to pray for got a financial need, and all of a sudden, while that anointing is on you, you're going to begin to pray over them, and you're going to say, God is going to prosper you, because the Word says that. Somebody that's lost, you're going to pray over them because you know the Word of God, and you're going to pray over them, and you're going to say, it's God's will that any man should perish. God wants you to be saved today. So you see where I'm going. It's the anointing mixed with the Word of God. If you don't realize you're anointed, you're not going to quote the Word of God. It's not me. It's God doing the work, that anointing that's within you. Amen. Would you stand? So what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying that we spend way too much time asking God to do what He's already done. Way too much time asking God to do what He's already done. Now, can I speak boldly in this altar service? I'm not going to have you to come down, but I'm going to walk through this audience, and I'm going to tell you something. Brian Rowe, you are anointed. You mean Brian Rowe is anointed? Yes. Brian may not even know it, but he is anointed. Amen? What's that mean? When he shows up, God shows up. Amen? This guy's anointed. When he shows up, God shows up. Chuck Holbrook, where you at? He's hid. He's anointed. When Chuck shows up, God shows up. Brother Underwood, you are anointed. He abides on the inside of you. Amen. Brent, you are anointed. When you speak the Word, it's with the anointing. Tommy, you're anointed. Even your brother's anointed. I don't know about Tanya. You are anointed. Now say it with it. I am anointed. I have the power. I can do it. I'm not alone. Through God, I can do all things. I have that anointing in Jesus' name. Now look around you. If you see somebody that slept through this whole sermon, you slap them. And you tell them boldly, you have the anointing. God bless you. Shake hands. Be friendly. Love you. See you Wednesday night. Don't forget to bring your fears. We're going to lay